This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Stay away. If you don't need to be here, don't come anywhere near the area.
Well, that was Secretary of Transportation Stephanie Pollock warning Greater Boston residents to stay away before last year's huge construction project on the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge. Well, round two of the massive undertaking begins this Thursday night. It's a fast, two-week, round-the-clock, $100 million construction project that will repair both an ailing bridge and severely impact traffic on the Mass Pike. So earlier today, I spoke with Jonathan Gulliver. He's Highway Administrator for the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, and we talked about what commuters can expect.
Operations are really going to start this Thursday night, July 26th, and they're going to carry through August 11th. Major traffic impacts are really going to happen Friday overnight, and then for the next 2.5 weeks, basically, is when you're going to see major traffic impacts, especially on the Turnpike. When you look at it from a standpoint of what the impacts are, they're really big. This is a four-lane highway in each direction underneath the ComAv Bridge. We're going to be reducing it down to two lanes in each direction, so half capacity. If you look at the numbers, between travel over the bridge, under the bridge on the Turnpike, Green Line, bikes, pedestrians, all road users, the commuter rail, et cetera, you're well over 200,000 users per day.
Wow.
Major, major impacts.
Yeah. So on the other hand, though, I mean, last year, after all was said and done, I think a lot of people said, you know, that was as smooth a major transportation construction project as we've seen in a long time in Massachusetts. What are the lessons that you learned about how to handle those traffic impacts?
Things did go very well last year, and just for your audience to be reminded, part of the big reason why it went so well is because people really listened to us and took our advice, and they really did stay away from the region, and that's absolutely critical. So as far as lessons learned go, we've changed our approach very little, frankly, because it did go very smoothly last year.
Yeah. Can I just jump in here? Because, does MassDOT run the risk of being a victim of its own success? Because in the run-up to last year's construction, there was a lot of people were paying attention because they were so freaked out about the impacts of choking down the Mass Pike for this construction. I'm not seeing folks have that same sense of urgency this time. Are people not worried enough about the effects?
That's exactly one of my biggest concerns, is that we will be a victim of our own success, you know, and that's really why I stress the only reason it was as successful as it was last year is because people really did take our advice, and that's absolutely necessary. And then we've been meeting daily for the most part for the last 6 months, and weekly prior to that, with all of our collective engineers on both teams to make sure that everybody is in sync as far as how this project is going to go. So we have a really good plan, but as far as impact to the travelers goes, they really, really need to seek alternate routes or use whatever tools they have available to them to make sure if they do come through here, it's going to be as smooth as possible. And again, if possible, just really avoid the region altogether.
Yeah. Do your part. Stay away if you can. A couple more quick questions here. Now, MassDOT is using a technique called accelerated bridge construction to get this work done as quickly as possible, 24/7 during the period of the construction. And as you certainly know, Mr. Gulliver, earlier this year, a pedestrian bridge at Florida International University, also built using this approach, collapsed onto the roadway below and killed several people. I'm wondering if that's had any effect on planning for the ComAv bridge work.
Well, certainly the entire industry took a hard look at what was going on in Miami. And I should say, too, that we're still waiting for the NTSB to release their report on what happened with that bridge. That being said, when you look at what we in the industry refer to as accelerated bridge, that's actually a whole suite of different techniques. The approach that we take on most of our bridges when we call them accelerated bridge is different from what they used in Miami. They built the entire bridge in one part right next to where they were going to be putting it, and then they lifted it into place. The technique that we're using to accelerate the project is twofold. One, we're using precast concrete deck panels.
Mm-hmm.
And what those are means that you're just pouring less concrete. You need to tie them together with a final pour at the end, but you're not pouring your entire deck, so you save a significant amount of time. The other thing that we've done here, because this is has a lot of steel pieces to it and it's a complicated structure to fit into the existing structures around it, we have very carefully surveyed the structure, made sure all of our pieces were measured to and cut to where they needed to be, and the contractor has dry fit the entire bridge in a mock-up down the street over in the Beacon Yards. They mocked it all up, they numbered all the pieces, so they know exactly where each one of these steel pieces goes, and so each one of those steel pieces will be on a truck and brought out to the site, and individually put into place by the numbers that they have already established back at their dry fit, so to speak. So that, again, is a way to accelerate construction, to make sure that all the pieces that we have fit exactly how we're going to expect them to fit.
Last question then. If I remember correctly, the total price tag for both phases of construction here last year was something like $82 million, but I'm hearing a different number this time around $110
million? Yeah, so it depends on which way you look at the budget. So it's $110 million is the total encumbrance cost of the project. That includes all ancillary costs, so anything like utilities and so on. The $80 million number that you're talking about is the straight construction cost.
I see. Okay. So, but overall, then, it's roughly the $110 million for both phases of the project.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Well, work is scheduled to begin on Thursday, and then after 24/7, lots of work scheduled to finish on August 11th. Good luck to you and everyone at MassDOT, because it's quite an undertaking.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Jonathan Gulliver, Highway Administrator for MassDOT. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.